Spiritus Paracliti, vita vitae omnis creature, sanctus es vivificando forma.
Meditation on the Holy Spirit, modesty. What ornament, O Holy Spirit, is a humble soul? A soul in which this, your fruit, dwells. In her, the disordered desire is restrained and has come to rest. She does not think for herself constantly and is easily satisfied with everything. She does not want to be the center of attention, but wants to take the place that you have intended for her. Therefore, the precious gift of gratitude and also the fruit of humility is effective in her. Such a soul radiates contentment, makes no fuss about herself, and is free from any presumption. But in terms of love, the soul wants to be great, in the love for you and for people, and, even with a little faith, she is not satisfied. What mild splendor we can perceive in such a soul, and how easy it makes it for you and also for us to give her a present. She realizes the word of St. Paul, "Be of one mind among yourselves. Do not aim high, but remain humble. Do not think yourselves wise." Romans 12:16. nor is such a soul complicated, but simple. Nor it is consumed by all kinds of desires and ideas. But how can we become humble, Holy Spirit? So that this, your mild splendor, may work in us, and we may obtain this satisfaction. One key, O Holy Spirit, is to understand that we receive everything as a gift, that we are gifted human beings, and receive from the wisdom of God what He has planned for us in material and spiritual gifts. We are still so often busy worrying about our right to possess everything somehow, to have it, and to want to protect ourselves. How easily a hidden greed can still show itself with regard to material goods, but also to testimonies of honor, to the desire for recognition, praise, and attention of other people. But if we learn to understand everything as a gift, and also to accept and appreciate it to the extent that we receive it, then, O Lord, we see your love at work everywhere. We may be sensitive to the right of others, but we can also sometimes renounce our own for higher reasons.
O iter fortissimum, quod penetravit omnia, in altissimis et in terrenis, et in omnibus abissi. Componis et colligis.
De te in nubes fluntet er volat lapides humorem habent. Aqueri seducunt et terra viriditatem sudat.
To each one, O Holy Spirit, the Lord has given gifts. We must not bury them. That would be not modesty, but a lack of understanding. We can and should even strive for the gifts of the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 14:1, it's written, chase after love, but also strive for the gifts of the Spirit, especially for prophetic speech. We see, then, that modesty does not mean renouncing things that are important for our inner progress and service in the kingdom of God. Rather, through modesty, we attain an inner peace, abandon our exaggerated demands, and are grateful for the way God puts things together.
Tu etiam semper educis doctos per inspirationem sapientiae letificare.